And so we can let to-do lists pile up. We can let dreams sit on the shelf, and we don't chase after our dreams because something has happened, and either we have perceived incompetence, perceived failure, perceived lack of credibility, and we don't try.
This is the Military Sherpa Podcast. Left, right, left leadership insights from America's best. With your Military Sherpa, Mark Tilsher.
Welcome back to the Midweek Mindset, everyone. I'm excited to be with you. I'm your host, Mark, and today's quote comes directly from Lao Tzu. And the quote is, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step." And the direction I want to take this quote today is maybe a little bit different. I want to start by talking about a concept that is typically associated with ADHD. And the term is called the wall of awful. And the wall of awful is basically this idea that there is a wall between us and the accomplishment of our task. And sometimes you could even view the wall itself as the task or the thing that we have to overcome to get there. And everyone has a wall of awful, but ADHD, people that have ADHD, tend to have more difficulty getting through this wall of awful. And I'm just going to use a definition from ADHDessentials.com. So I'm going to let them explain it, and then I'm going to elaborate a little bit more. So from ADHDessentials.com, the wall of awful is the emotional barrier that grows out of repeated failure, which prevents us from taking risks and initiating tasks. And so you might think of the wall of awful as a failure that you've had in the past. Maybe you tried something and it didn't work. Maybe you were up for a promotion board and you didn't get that promotion. You were up for an award, you didn't get that award. You went to a job interview, you didn't get that job. Something happened. And now every time that you want to do a job interview, go in public or any type of interview, there's this barrier between you and that task. I don't think I can make it. And maybe you don't say that out loud. Maybe you can't articulate it, but it's just there in the background. And so it can be failure. It can be perceived failure. It can be a lack of confidence. And a wall of awful can apply to anything from dancing to social situations to accomplishing a task to sharing your opinion during a meeting where there's been conflict in the past. The wall of awful can get in our way. The wall of awful is just that thing that has to be overcome. And sometimes this causes us to avoid taking risks. It can cause us even to avoid doing things altogether. And people that don't have ADHD, they still have walls of awful, but people with ADHD tend to really struggle with these things in their everyday life. For me personally, I do suffer from ADHD, and one of the things that I have difficulty with is mail. Mail has been something that has been difficult for me for quite a while, and I can trace it back probably to a day where I got a really large bill in the mail, like a bill that no one would ever want to get. I won't say the dollar amount, but it's a large bill. I have this really large bill in the mail. And ever since that moment, mail has always had this wall of awful for me. And my wife has been so supportive and so helpful in helping me to get through that. But if I'm not careful, I can start placing these bricks and building up this wall between me and my mail. And at my worst, there'll be times where I just let like stacks of mail, months of mail that could pile up. And I don't do this anymore, thankfully, but there have been times in my life where this has gotten me into trouble. And the idea is that in my mind, it's dangerous. Something could be in there that might hurt me or my family. And so it's difficult to go and do that thing or to look at that thing or to want to confront that thing. And the wall of awful can cause you to miss out on opportunity. It can cause you to miss out on jobs, relationships. It can cause you to miss out on a fulfilled life simply because there's a perceived or real even barrier between you and that thing that you know that you have to do or that thing that you absolutely have to do. For a lot of people, there's a wall of awful between, let's say, them and their taxes. And so most people put their taxes off to the last minute because it's hard, it's difficult, or they might owe money. And so we can let to-do lists pile up. We can let dreams sit on the shelf, and we don't chase after our dreams because something has happened, and either we have perceived incompetence, perceived failure, perceived lack of credibility, and we don't try. And so the best advice that I could give you if you're dealing with a wall of awful, and almost everyone has a wall of awful in at least some area of their life. We all have something that we should be doing, that we want to be doing, that we're made to do. But there are things between us, and we've got to confront those things if we want to reach our true potential. And the advice that I can give you is what Lao Tzu has already said, which is that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And so for me, as I look at my mail, let's say I have a pile of mail here. I don't, but let's just say that I did. And I've got this pile of mail. Anything could be in there. Snakes and bills and subpoenas. Who knows? Like anything could be in this pile of mail. And I can't do it. I can't tackle this giant pile. I can't do it today. I just don't want to open the mail. It's dangerous. But I can set a 5-minute timer and check mail for 5 minutes. If you have a teenager, if you have a child and they've got a wall of awful between them and cleaning their room, they can set a 5 minute timer. Hey, I don't want you to clean your room. I just want you to set a 5 minute timer and just clean as much as you can in 5 minutes. If your kid is stressing out about their homework, hey, they can't get there. They can't sit down. They can't get their notebook. They can't, hey, let's do something small. And when we finish that small thing, then we'll do something a little bit more of your homework. Or let's just do 3 math problems. Let's just read 2 pages. Let's just sit down and eat 1 piece of broccoli. The wall of awful applies to our children, to our spouses, to ourselves, to our teams, even organizations. You may have an organization that tried something and failed, and now there's a wall of awful between your vision and their execution. And you've got to help them through that. But that journey begins with one step very often. What is the smallest piece? The African proverb, how do you eat an elephant, right? One piece at a time, one bite at a time. It's the same thing. And so we need to become with our wall of awful. One of the things that I try to actively do in my life is try to figure out what barriers do I have right now? What are the things that I want to accomplish and what are my barriers? What am I not doing? And there's a lot. I got a list in my mind of things that I know I need to be doing or want to be doing or should be doing. And there's little bricks that I've been building up over time. And you've got to start climbing the wall ever so slowly sometimes. And some of you are masters of this. You've already become. So now you've got to learn to look at the people under you and go, well, why aren't they reaching their goals? Why aren't they completing this task? Why hasn't this been done? Why is it sitting on the shelf? And we can teach them and help them to pull their wall of awful or to climb their wall of awful, pull it down. And then last is lead. How do we lead organizations that everyone wants to work for? We get really good at communicating our vision and helping people understand what their natural next step is. Because quite often, wall of awful gets built when people don't know what to do. They don't know where we're going. They hear this amazing, beautiful vision that sounds fantastic. But how do we actually get there isn't always abundantly or evidently clear, especially to those of us that speak vision. We speak vision really clearly, but people don't always know exactly what they need to be doing today. And to help people overcome their wall of awful requires both vision and natural next step. Getting good at both of those things will help your organizations tear down those walls and race towards that vision that you have or that you see so clearly in your head. So I hope that this has been helpful. It's a wonderful quote. The wall of awful is a concept that I carry with me. I think about very often. It's something that my wife is certainly very well educated in. And it's important that the people around you, if this is something that you struggle with, it's important that the people around you know what you go through so that they can help you. So I hope that you have a great week. I'll talk to you on Monday. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Military Sherpa Podcast with Mark Tilsher.